Good morning, everyone. I'd like to call this Emergency Health and Social Services Committee meeting to order. Today is September 30th, 2025. The time is 9:24 a.m. And the first thing we have on our agenda is roll call.
Congressman Big Horse? Congresswoman Lemon?
Here.
Vice Chair Maker?
Here.
Second Speaker Redcorn? Chair Hamilton?
Here.
Thank you, Clerk, and we do have a quorum. Next thing is prayer, and I will take care of the prayer. Awata Kumbra. Intati intati ankuta pi maja dite tenixe. Wajaji nikashi lakere wala pi kumbra. Nunikashi zinkaja paski lakere wala pi kumbra. Who heck up being she? Almighty God, Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for another beautiful day you've given us. I want to thank you again for all your blessings and everything you do for us, Lord. And all your Osage people, the children, Lord, we thank you for all the things you do for our people. We want to ask you to be here today and give us the wisdom and courage to do the things that we need to do for our people, to take care of them. And Lord, we want you to take care of the families who have suffered losses and grieving, and those who are having a hard time. And all the people who are having any kind of a health issue, Lord, we want you to comfort them and give them the healing power of your mercy, Lord. So again, we want to just give you all the praise and glory, take care of our children, the elders, service people, responders, all those that are in need, Lord, just do all things we need, Lord. And we ask you in your Son, Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Okay, committee, next thing on the agenda is approval of minutes. Let's take a little time to check out the minutes, please.
Mr. Chair?
Congressman Lemon?
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and good morning, everyone. Motion to approve the minutes as presented for September 23rd, 2025.
Second.
We have a motion by Congresswoman Lemon and a second. All those, any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed? Minutes are approved. Okay, committee, today we have only one item on our agenda, and I'm going to read it right now. It's ONCA 2589, an act to amend Chapter 17 of Title 26 to allow the Storm Shelter Assistance Fund to be utilized for the purchase of home installed generators. The sponsor is Congressman Joe Tillman. Congressman Tillman cannot be here today. He has business out of town with family. I am the co-sponsor. And we have in with us today our Director of Housing, Mr. Brandon Wallace, and he's going to take over now and explain what this is all about and all the good it's going to do for our people. So, Mr. Wallace, you have the floor, sir.
Thank you, Congressman Maker, and good morning, Congress. Congressman Tillman approached me a while back about his idea to include generator installation with our storm shelter program as an option. I put some information together, and I've passed this document out. I'm hoping Congresswoman Lemon and Redcorn have received this. So basically what this sheet is explaining, basically what you can do with $5,000 to acquire a generator for your home. Generator installation and acquisition is an expensive item. So I've outlined a few things on this sheet of some options that can be done. This document provides an overview of generator options that can be purchased and installed with a total budget of $5,000. Cost includes generator unit, electrician's labor, and installation materials. So what $5,000 can cover? You have three options that I've laid out here. Portable generators range from 500 to 2,000. Those are 1 to 7.5 kW generators. These power only essentials and usually a manual operation, which means you lose power, you're going to have to go out and start your generator, switch over to your generator power on your panel. You'll have a manual transfer switch. Second option is a partial standby generator. These generators range from 2,000 to 6,300 average. They are a 9 to 20 kW unit. These include an automatic transfer switch. When you lose power, everything switches over for you. The transfer switch is an automatic switch. Your generator fires up automatically. You don't have to leave your home to get your power restored. The third option, it's a smaller option, but it is an option. You can do a solar battery backup. It's a EcoFlow style. These are basically, they're going to run very minimal items, lighting, and this particular product that I've listed today can run a refrigerator about 8 hours in the loss of power. So that is the cheapest option, but it is the most limited on what your power supply will be. Now, on option A, the portable generator style, like I said, that's between 1,500 to 2,000 for the unit. The transfer switch will average between 4 and 850. We're looking at a total $2,800. Option B, the smaller partial standby generator. This is the option that automatically switches over. Your generator between $2,000 and $3,000. Installation is going to be between $2,000 and $3,000 depending on site conditions. So each home is going to be different. It depends on the ease of access to your meter, ease of access to your panel. So those factors are going to come into play on how much your electrician is going to charge to install this unit. You're looking at a total between $4,000 and $6,000. And then your Duramax XP13000, the portable gas generator, that's 13,000 watt peak. Those are 1,400 to 2,500. And like I said, the EcoFlow Delta, that's the solar generator. And you're looking at around $800 to $1,000 for that installation. That's all the information I have.
Thank you, Mr. Wallace. Committee, do you have some questions for Mr. Wallace? Anyone?
Chair?
Yes, sir. Is that Secretary Johnson?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
Hey, Brandon, are any of these natural gas powered as well? Because that's not just an electrician, that's a plumber. So that's two different trades. And I'm guessing you could also use this like a subsidy, right? So if I have $1,000 and I want the big setup, we could pay, the nation could pay five of it, but I would have to pay the rest. And that, I guess that's to the sponsor or the Congress to be able to answer that. But I'm assuming that we could allow that, correct?
That's how we run our storm shelter installation already. So some applicants have their overall bill has come out to, you know, over the $5,000, and we have an agreement in place where the Osage Nation will pay the $5,000 and the applicant pays the rest. Now, on your natural gas question, some options will be, have the option of natural gas. These options that I put in here are gasoline ran, but it'll be to the, you know, determination of the applicant and on what style they want. Now, if you want to get the natural gas style, that's, it's going to be more money for the installation. So you're going to have to account for that when you're deciding on what you want to install.
Sure.
Go ahead.
So, yeah, I just wanted to make clear, you know, to the committee that just because it's $5,000 doesn't necessarily mean that's going to pay for the entire generator capability, you know, or it could maybe only pay for $2,000, depending on what system the homeowner would like. So the number is going to vary. This will be an up to $5,000 that the nation would pay.
Yeah, thank you, Secretary, for that information. yeah, I think I've talked to Mr. Wallace about this, and I think the member, tribal member, has an option for the choice, or is it all going to be one particular option?
It'll be on the applicant to make the decision. Like with the storm shelters, we don't tell them who they have to use, what style they receive. So basically, this is a subsidy. They'll do all the legwork, find their electrician, find their product, and the nation will pay the vendor directly.
Okay, committee, any other questions for Mr. Wallace?
Mr. Chair?
Yes, go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Good morning, Mr. Wallace. And thank you for being here on short notice. I don't really have any questions. I really appreciate the information that you sent us in breakdown in different options. And I'm excited that this is a possibility for our people. I am a little apprehensive. I support this, but I am apprehensive in the education piece. And I just, you guys have been through the storm shelter situation and you brought that program online and people are getting their storm shelters. I have no doubt that you'll have the ability to do that. I believe that one of your biggest obstacles could possibly be the education piece of helping people understand generators in general, because a lot of times, excuse me, some people may just think, oh, I'm going to get a generator and it's going to be able to run my entire home. And my whole thinking is like generators really should be to run essentials, but everybody's different. And somebody may want to spend $10,000 on a generator, but get $5,000 from the nation for part of the cost. So I really do appreciate the PDF that you sent us with all of the options on it and looking at it in that way, because I know that you guys, by doing that, Mr. Wallace, I can tell that you guys are going to be able to educate people and let them know that it's just not something that you're just going to be able to plop down at your house and flip a switch and just like the water faucet's going to turn on just for you, just real simple. So I do appreciate that, and I wish you the best luck. Thank you.
Chair.
Yeah, go ahead, Secretary Johnson.
So to piggyback off of that, we also need to make sure these folks know these generators require maintenance yearly. So, you know, the homeowner would be on the hook for having the technician, you know, check it, maintain it. And maybe not every year, maybe not every generator would be yearly, but there will be a maintenance, some type of maintenance schedule per every generator. It may be every year, it may be every other year, something like that. And so that homeowner would be, like I said, on the hook for that maintenance down the road. One question I had, you know, as the secretary over Brandon and these guys, if I've already received a storm shelter, and I don't remember what the law, the wording of the law, but I want to say it's a one-time deal. So if we're adding this into the storm shelter, if I already got a storm shelter, I don't get a generator, right? I mean, I see this as if I'm a homeowner that had an existing storm shelter and I didn't need to go to the nation to get one. Now I can get a generator. But if I did go to the nation to get a storm shelter installed, I don't get to go get a generator. So that would be me essentially getting $10,000 of stuff from the nation, as opposed to just, you know, one $5,000 either shelter or generator. Am I right in stating that, or can people get both?
Sure.
Good question, Secretary Johnson. Yeah, Mr. Wallace, can you?
So I asked this same question last night, and to my understanding, those that have applied and acquired a storm shelter will be able to come and apply for a generator as well.
Mr. Chair?
Congresswoman Lehman, go ahead.
May I address Mr. Wallace?
Yes, ma'am. You have the floor.
Thank you. Thank you. Mr. Wallace, I didn't have that understanding. So can you give me some clarification on, I have the same understanding that Secretary Johnson does, that it's either or.
Chair.
Go ahead, Ms. Walls.
Yes, ma'am, Ms. Lemon. That's kind of what I was under the assumption as well. And like I said, I asked this question last night to Mr. Tillman, just so I would understand, because I knew this question wasn't going to come up. And if I'm understanding the message correctly, that those that have had a storm shelter installation are able to come back and apply for a generator as well. I could be misunderstanding that, but that's just where I'm at right now with my understanding of it.
Mr. Chair, may I continue?
Go ahead, Congresswoman Lehman.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. So I believe there's other confusion with other members also, because yesterday when we were in office just visiting, I do recall another member of Congress understanding it to mean either or, that you couldn't get both. And I understand the premise of why you, because this isn't retroactive and they didn't have the choice beforehand. So I think we have a possible language issue here if Mr. Tillman is planning on it being an option to be able to get both. And let's just talk about that for a minute, if we can, Mr. Wallace. How would that be handled? And the reason I'm asking that is because I suspect, just like with the storm shelters, will be a rush of applications because folks want a new generator or need a generator. And I'm not saying that they don't need one. How do you mitigate? How would you plan to mitigate that if, in fact, this legislation were to allow both? Yeah, how would you mitigate that in the sense of you have people who've not received help at all and they want a generator, and then you've had people who've not received, and you have someone who has received a storm shelter, but they also need a generator.
Chair?
Yeah, well, Mr. Wallace, go ahead and answer Congresswoman Lewis' question, then we'll get with you, Secretary Johnson.
So this is something that I've been rolling around, you know, internally for housing. It's going to be a tracking nightmare to go back and see who's had a storm shelter and who hasn't versus, you know, new applicants. Those are things that we're going to have to determine internally. Now, I'm absolutely willing to write the policy as you know, Congress wanted this bill to happen. So if it's going to be a, you know, either or situation, I'm absolutely fine with that. I just want to make sure, you know, housing is doing the bidding of Congress, how they wrote the bill.
Secretary Johnson?
Yes, sir. So if you're asking, I'm trying to figure out a good way to put this. So I am the final approval on the policy. I would prefer, and I don't believe if the Congress says you can get one or the other, that's putting policy in law. I think that's the Congress controlling the purse strings, saying you can have either a $5,000 for a storm shelter, or you can have $5,000 for a generator. So I think if it were that way in law, that would be fine. If both were in law, that would be fine, because you're saying I can get $10,000. But if I'm making a recommendation to Brandon and his crew for policy, as it sits right now, my thought process is, if you've already received a storm shelter, then and now you want a generator, you're going to the back of the line, because you've already received a benefit, right? So if I wanted, and that's for generators, right? And there are people that are still needing storm shelters, so we've still got to go through that. The money is finite. So as opposed to giving one individual $10,000 worth of something and this other individual not even receiving $5,000 yet, I would prefer to spread it out so that those that haven't received anything yet get taken care of first. And then if we have to go back and, you know, someone that received a storm shelter already needs a generator, well, okay, you're going to have to wait because, you know, Bob over here didn't get anything yet. So that's what I will have Brandon and them do if, you know, the decision is that you can get both or either or. Does that make sense?
Mr. Chair?
Yeah, just a second. Committee, I want to remind you, we only have so much time for this committee meeting, and we still have a lot of questions to ask. So please be germane and concise with your questions for Mr. Wallace. And right now, Congresswoman Goodfox had her hand up earlier. Go ahead, Congresswoman.
Thank you. So when I read the legislation, I never saw any language in there that said that people wouldn't be eligible for both, because I agree that at the time that they applied for the storm shelter, the generator was not an option. I think that people probably need both, but I have the opinion that Secretary Johnson does, which is, yes, it is would be wholly right. It's going to be a rush to the door, just like it was with the storm shelter, and a rush to send in for people that are out of state, an email to Brandon's department. And how I envisioned this working was just like Secretary Johnson mentioned, that they're going to have to look at the people that have not yet already been served, and that while maybe this year or next year you can't receive both, it will even out once people I just believe it will even out, and Secretary Johnson and Brandon will probably have a clearer understanding. Like, I could see in 2 years, okay, we're caught up, and now everyone who wants both can apply for both. But I just don't see that happening this year. And if this legislation was to, you know, come out and be voted on, the one suggestion that I would be adamant about is to take out the alternate effective date, so that you have time to create the policy and procedure of how this is going to flow. If it's got an alternate effective date in there, guess what? It's law, right? The minute that the chief signs it. If we take out that alternate effective date or even put in some other date that gives you all time, then it's more manageable, and we're not going to just send it out the door and you guys have this new area that is law that requires for us to do this for the people, and y'all don't have a plan in place. Like, we don't want to do that either. So I see it balancing out in a few years, but I don't know that how it could possibly be fair for someone who has not received anything to not make it to the door in time, and now all the money's gone, and then other people did make it to the door and they've already received $5,000 worth of service. So that's my thoughts for what it's worth.
Thank you, Congresswoman. Good point. Congressman Keene, you had your hand up, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to echo what Congresswoman Goodfox says. I agree, and we don't even have to change the law to either or. I mean, the policy can dictate that, so thank you.
Okay, yeah, all good points today, but I think the bottom line is this is just going to help our people. We're having more and more power outages here and there, especially down in Hominy where I'm from. You never know when it's going to the power's going to go out. And we have a lot of elderly people, handicapped people, and this is going to really help them. And there's a question, I think last year down in Hominy, we lost power for, I think, a week or more. And so we lost a lot of food. Even the people who had freezers, they lost a lot of their frozen food that they had. And so this is a good thing for our people, you know. I know we can work out the differences, the loose ends, the policy procedures, but what this bill does is actually gives an avenue for people to get a generator. And like Congresswoman Goodfox says, we don't just pass this out without any kind of rhyme or reason. We know it can be as complicated as you want, but it can also be as simple as you want. What we're doing is trying to help our people, bottom line. That's the main thing we're trying to do. So,
Mr. Chair?
Yes, Congresswoman, let me go ahead. Please now, don't remember, we're getting close to the end of our time, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. My concern is not that I'm against it. I said I support it. Where I'm worried about this legislation is I tried to pull it up, and so I just need some clarification. I'm going to vote for it, but do we not need to consider changing it up to $10,000? Because if we leave it up to $5,000, then it means less. They wouldn't be able to get both if that was the idea behind it. That's the issue. And we could possibly make the amendment on the floor just to get, so we could get it out of committee. I'm not trying to hold it up in any way, shape, or form. I just want to make sure the language is where it needs to be. And somebody takes note of it. Thank you.
Thank you for that. Congresswoman Goodfox.
I'm not saying I am not a proponent of that, but all it would mean is you can't apply for both in 1 year. That's, you would be eligible 1 year for one and another year for the other if we continue to appropriate and the law continues to stay in place. So I don't really, personally, I don't see the need to change to 10,000 because it just means you're eligible for one per fiscal year. And I'm thinking that might help the department to be able to manage their list a little bit better. I don't know. It seems like you all would really be probably slammed if you allowed for 10,000 for one applicant in a fiscal year. But I'm not, I don't know. That's for you all to answer.
Chair.
Secretary Johnson, go ahead, sir.
Yes, sir. I think I would prefer that. And I'm pretty sure the housing department would prefer that. So that way it'll be easier to track. We're for this. You know, I have a generator and a storm shelter. You know, I paid for them myself. So I really would have liked this 5 years ago. But I think I think it's important. We know with Barnsdall, the shelters are really important. And then, like you said, I was, you know, my family was in a hurricane in Hawaii, and our power was out for a week. We lost everything in the fridge. So, you know, we had no food. And I get how that works, you know, and like Congresswoman Lemon was saying, maybe these generators don't run a whole home, but if they can run the freezer, the refrigerator, and the HVAC, depending on what time of year it is, you know, that's good enough to survive on, you know, for a few days until they get the power up. So we're for it. We'll figure out how to manage it. I just wanted to, everybody on the Congress to know, because you're going to get phone calls. I know you do. They're not letting me get a generator. And then the question is, well, did you get a storm shelter? Yeah. And, you know, well, this is why you're not getting a generator. You're going to be in the list, but you're not going to get it until we've served everybody that hasn't received anything yet.
Motion to report ONCA 2589 to Congress to do pass recommendation.
We have a motion from Congresswoman Lemon. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any more discussion? Seeing none. All those in favor, it passes out. With the new pass, say yes.
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 All opposed? Seeing none, motion carries, and ONCA. ONCA 2589 will report out to Congress with due pass recommendation. So that concludes what we have today on our agenda. So next thing is adjournment.
Motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Second. We are adjourned. Thank you, committee.